AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. A man accused of setting a woman on fire inside a New York City subway train and then watching her die after she was engulfed in flames made an initial court appearance and will remain in custody. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
The man arraigned on charges. He set a woman on fire on a New York City subway, also fanned the flames using a shirt, according to prosecutors who say it was all caught on camera. Sebastian Zepeda was in court Tuesday. He did not enter a plea on the murder charges and is being held without bail. ICE says he's illegally in the country from Guatemala. He was taken into custody Sunday when MTA Chief Michael Kemper said,
"There is no room in civilized society for people like him to be walking around."
The apparent random attack occurred at the Coney Island station in Brooklyn. Zepeda then sat on the subway bench and watched. Police say the identification of the victim was still pending. Julie Walker, New York.
The flight tracking site FlightAware reported more than 3,000 flights entering or leaving the United States or serving domestic destinations were delayed. At least 44 flights have been canceled. AP correspondent Martha Mendoza reports high surf and flooding threats persist in the West Coast.
There's been a huge swell coming in to the West Coast this week, particularly here in Santa Cruz. They have washed off the end of our historic wharf. They have sprayed up over onto roadways. They have tossed debris all the way onto beaches. The beaches in this coastal town are closed because there's so much debris and water all over them.
A judge struck down parts of a Missouri law requiring redactions of many court records. That includes the names of all witnesses and victims involved in lawsuits and criminal proceedings. Former President Bill Clinton will be home for Christmas after being discharged from a Washington hospital where he was treated with the flu. This is AP News. Wall Street rallies ahead of Christmas.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street ahead of Christmas, led by gains in big tech companies. The S&P 500 added 1.1% Tuesday. Trading closed early ahead of the holiday. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 390 points. It's about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended slightly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.59%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A boat explosion at a South Florida marina has left one person dead and five others injured. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.